Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Traffic this weekend is going to be a lot of fun for events and anything but fun for drivers. Today is the Cannabis Parade in Manhattan and Run the Bronx. Cannabis Parade forms on Broadway between 33rd and 32nd, runs down to the Union Square area. Run the Bronx, as the name suggests, will go through much of the borough. Then tomorrow, the Five Borough Bike Tour. There'll be a slew of road closures related to that. Also, tomorrow brings closures for Cinco de Mayo parades in Brooklyn and Manhattan. Oh, and if you're thinking of escaping to Connecticut, I-95 still closed in Norwalk because of this week's huge tanker truck fire. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones throughout the weekend. We'll get you around all that. Now, more about the Cannabis Parade. Organizers say it is one of the longest-running marijuana legalization events in the world, starting as a smoke-in organized by the Yippies in Washington Square Park in 1973. It's now a parade on Broadway, a rally in Union Square Park, and an after-party celebration. Shyest Bubs was Grand Marshal last year.
Thank you, New York City. Thank you, Mayor Adams. And let's march, man, and let's celebrate, and let's smoke, man. If you smoke weed, make some motherfucking noise. All right.
Organizers describe the event as a celebration and acknowledgement of the hard work done by legalization activists and advocates. There are similar events in other cities across the world. Parade steps off at 12:30, runs down Broadway from Herald Square to Union Square, where the rally and street fair will run from 1 to 5. And, oh yes, there will be traffic issues, so once again, stay with 1010 Winds. We'll get you around. The NYPD has released body cam footage in the March police shooting death of 19-year-old Wynn Rosario in Queens as the state attorney general continues to investigate.
Wynn Rosario's brother told officers his brother was having an episode before they came upstairs and Rosario allegedly pulled out a pair of scissors. His mother tried to get in between her son and officers.
Get away from him!
Miss!
Please do not shoot my mother. I'm not going to, but...
After they tased him, Rosario came at the officers again, and they shot him. Loida Colon is with the Justice Committee.
This is a terrifying reminder that the NYPD is not equipped to be first responders to New Yorkers who might have or be perceived to have mental health complexities.
The officers involved are now on modified duty. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Mayor Adams offered condolences to Rosario's family and friends and said the city's fully cooperating with the AG's investigation. NYPD says the same. April was not a good time to run a bodega. Fernando Mateo is a spokesman for United Bodegas of America.
The month of April has been the month from hell for us. April 6th, April 23rd, we had five armed robberies from 12 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Mateo says owners reported a total of 16 armed robberies, and some people are so scared they're thinking of arming themselves. The group says they need more protection, especially more police. Governor Hochul has been increasing resources for retail theft, like shoplifting. Armed robbery, of course, a much more serious offense. NYPD says all the robberies are under investigation. A stabbing with an unusual weapon in the Bronx early today, a fork. Police say this happened just after 12:30 a.m. 38-year-old man and his 30-year-old roommate got into a dispute. 30-year-old stabbed the older man with the fork. The 38-year-old was wounded in the left forearm, taken to the hospital in stable condition. The 30-year-old was taken into custody. There is no word so far on charges. It is 51 degrees right now in the city. AccuWeather says we are going up to 65 today in Midtown. Cloudy, spotty late-day shower to the west. Coming up next, the Brooklyn Botanical Garden has a cherry blossom selfie problem.
During this unprecedented time of worldwide economic challenge, it's so important that you keep a close eye on your retirement and be ready to take the steps necessary to protect your money. Having a portion of your IRA or 401k backed by physical gold and silver offers Americans the diversification needed to hedge against economic volatility and potential turmoil. Savvy retirement savers are those with the foresight to safeguard with genuine stores of value, like physical gold and silver, which in the past have soared during periods of misery for the rest of the economy. Diversify your hard-earned savings today by calling Birch Gold Group and get your free information kit to teach you how precious metals can protect your family's financial future. Birch Gold is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau and has thousands of satisfied customers. Call them at 800-647-5525. That's 800-647-5525. 800-647-5525.
This is why we can't have nice things. The Brooklyn Botanical Garden reportedly has a problem with people shaking the cherry trees to get better selfies with the blossoms. The Post reports security guards have to shoo people away from the trees as many as 50 times a day as they yank the branches to make petals fall or twist limbs to get better footage near their faces. Some folks apparently have even climbed the trees. One guard noted folks don't climb a T-Rex at a museum, so why are they all over the trees? Tree care experts say this isn't just stupid. It can be dangerous for the trees, not to mention ruining the blossoms for everybody else. Bottom line, do not be a jerk. From April showers to May flowers, Fifth Avenue Blooms returns this weekend. Chief Advisor Madeline Wills telling 1010 Winds the event brings art, dance, events, and more.
The pieces are everywhere from 50th Street to 59th Street, and the Blooms has really transformed the sidewalks into this interactive floral installation.
The installations are up between 50th and 59th. The dance performances are at noon and 2 p.m. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is stepping up to help the family of a firefighter who died months after losing his job in budget cuts because of the migrant crisis. Foundation announced Friday they are paying off the mortgage for Derek Floyd's family. They say they never should have been left in this position. The Marine veteran was fired in November after just under 5 years as a probationary firefighter in the ceremonial unit. He died of a heart attack in April, leaving a wife and two small children. He was 38. Queens Assemblymember Jennifer Rajkumar says this is just wrong, pointing to the benefits the family missed.
Had he still been in the FDNY, the family would have been eligible for hundreds of thousands in survivor benefits. They would have gotten three times his annual salary plus all his contributions.
She's sponsoring a bill to make him retroactively eligible for those benefits.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.